This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Well, getting our kids into college is really what a lot of this spending is about, maybe even grabbing that elusive scholarship. And kids who have honed skills and developed talents in expensive classes might have an edge in this race to the top. But there's another tried and tested approach to getting that acceptance letter, and that's acing the college application essay. Back in January, we talked to Ron Lieber about his search for what makes a standout essay. He's the Your Money columnist for the New York Times and joins us now. Hi, Ron.
Hello.
So it's been 5 months since we last talked to you and heard about your call for college essays. How'd it go?
It went better than we could have dared hoped. You know, we just didn't know how many essays were going to come over the transom, but we ended up getting somewhere between 65 and 70, and many of them were actually really good.
What were kids writing about? What were they saying?
Well, one of the things that was surprising was that there were a lot of essays about work. And it wasn't so much about the parents' work or lack thereof and unemployment. Many of the essays were actually about kids' attempt to get work and how hard it is to be a teenager who wants a job but can't necessarily find one and may have to invent one in order to make money.
What made the essays that you did pick stand out?
I think the thing that they all had in common was that a number of them took real risks. The one essay that we picked that was really good was by a guy named Julian Cranberg, who lives outside of Boston. And he wrote about the sort of ridiculousness of all of the paper that was littering his house, all of the money that colleges were spending on marketing themselves to him. And he didn't really feel like that was appropriate. He actually added it all up, and it was something on the order of $200 in postage that various colleges had spent chasing after him,
wow,
including a DHL envelope, you know, labeled priority on the outside. And then he opened it up and it said, Julian Cranberg, you are a priority to us.
Now, did he get into the college he wanted to with that essay?
Well, that essay he actually sent to Antioch, and he did get into Antioch, but he also got into Oberlin, also in Ohio, and he decided that he wanted to go there instead.
Were there other essays that stood out to you?
There was one by a woman named Shanti Kumar, a young woman who goes to Bronx Science in New York City. She wrote an essay for Princeton, and the very first line of the essay was, I wonder if Princeton should be poorer.
What's that mean?
Well, what it meant to her was that, you know, she was being asked to respond to this whole idea of Princeton existing, you know, sort of for or in the nation's service. And she wondered, you know, given the size of its endowment, whether it was doing enough to exist in the nation's service and the world's service. And she used that as sort of a segue into a story about a cousin of hers in India who had died at a very early age from an illness that, you know, probably could have been prevented or cured had she not been living in a developing area of a developing country. And she sort of brought that all back to, you know, her desire to do good in the world and whether Princeton was doing enough good in the world itself. And it was, you know, incredibly daring, really effective, an incredible opening line that sort of stopped me and the other person who was reading it with me, Harry Bold, who was a longtime English teacher at the Horace Mann School, stopped us both cold. I mean, we really loved that essay.
And did she get into Princeton?
She did not get into Princeton. She's going to Cornell. I called Princeton for comment, and they wanted nothing to do with it. So, you know, we still don't know what they thought of her essay.
Ron Lieber writes the Your Money column for the New York Times. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks for having me.